You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial, airing every Saturday night from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam.
Mga mahal kong tagpaminaw sa programang Pilipinas Mabuhay. Maayong hapon sa inyong tanan. Kani ang inyong pinalangga, walang iba si Tito Oscar nga magdalit sa kaninyo og mga musika, mga impormasyon og mga kaayuhan sa atong kinabuhi natong tanan dinhi sa Auckland. Pilipinas Mabuhay is the official radio program for Santo Niño Sinulog in New Zealand, an official program for our overseas Filipino workers. O karon balikta ni Tita Miriam.
Tonight, allow me to share with you a story entitled Broken Wing, Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. This article is written by Jim Houlihan, and he published it in his website, Web of Love. The author is a founder of Motivational Media Assemblies and Camfell Productions. He won a gold award in WorldFest Houston. This inspirational story illustrates clearly both the potential that lies within each and every one of us and the meaning of the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. These beautiful words remind us not to move to judgment quickly, but rather to seek potential even in those many others have given up on. The following story is about a boy by the name of T.J. Ware, who was known to be such a troublemaker, and every day he is made to feel that he will never go places, that he will always be a failure. The title of the book once again is Broken Wing, Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. Do you believe that some people are doomed to be failures? That's the way some adults look at troubled kids. Maybe you've heard the saying, a bird with a broken wing will never fly as high. I'm sure that T.J. Ware was made to feel this way almost every day in school. By high school, T.J. was the most celebrated troublemaker in his town. Teachers literally cringed when they saw his name posted on their classroom lists for the next semester. He was not very talkative. He did not answer questions, and he got into lots and lots of fights. He had flunked almost every class by the time he entered his senior year, yet was being passed on each year to a higher grade level. Teachers did not want to have him again the following year. T.J. was moving on, but definitely not moving up. Our writer met T.J. for the first time at our weekend leadership retreat. All the students at school had been invited to sign up for ACE training, a program designed to have students become more involved in their communities. T.J. was one of 405 students who signed up. At the retreat, the community leaders gave this overview of the attending students. We have a total spectrum represented today, from the student body president to T.J. Ware, the boy with the longest arrest record in the history of town. Somehow I knew that I wasn't the first to hear about TJ's darker side as the first words of introduction. At the start of the retreat, TJ was literally standing outside the circle of students against the back wall with that, "Go ahead, impress me," look on his face. He did not readily join the discussion groups, did not seem to have much to say either. But slowly, the interactive games drew him in. The ice really melted, where the group started building a list of positive and negative things that had occurred at school that year. TJ had some definite thoughts on those situations. The other students in TJ's group welcomed his comments. All of a sudden, TJ felt like a part of the group. And before long, he was being treated like a leader. He was saying things that made a lot of sense, and everyone was listening. TJ was a smart guy, and he had some great ideas. The next day, TJ was very active in all the sessions. By the end of the retreat, he had joined the Homeless Project team. He knew something about poverty, hunger, and hopelessness. The other students on the team were impressed with his passionate concern and ideas. They then elected TJ as co-chairman of the team. The student council president would be taking his instruction from TJ Ware. When TJ showed up at school on Monday morning, he arrived to a firestorm. A group of teachers were protesting to the school principal about his being elected co-chairman. The very first community-wide service project was to be a giant food drive organized by the Homeless Project team. These teachers could not believe that the principal would allow this crucial beginning to a prestigious 3-year action plan to stay in the incapable hands of TJ Ware. They reminded the principal, "He has an arrest record as long as your arm. He will probably steal half the food." But the principal reminded them that the purpose of the ACE program was to uncover any positive passion that a student had and reinforce its practice until true change can take place. The teachers left the meeting shaking their heads in disgust, firmly convinced that failure was imminent. What do you think will happen next? On to this after this music break.
Thank you. Kahit na anong mangyari, magkasakit ka man ng grabe, mananatili ako sa iyong tabi.
Pinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial, airing every Saturday night from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam.
Pilipinas Mabuhay is the official radio program of Santo Niño, Sinulog in New Zealand, and the official radio program for our OFWs. Back to Tita Miriam.
The New Zealand Filipino devotees of Senor Santo Niño would like to reach out to our kababayans who are in need of some essential help. Please call Tito Oscar on his mobile 027-570-1139 or send a message to www.santo-nino.org. We will give you regular updates here in our radio program, Pilipinas Mabuhay. Please keep an eye out for our Sinulog in New Zealand Facebook postings. Now, back to our story. The last scenario of our story was the teachers leaving the meeting in disgust, while T.J. Ware was made co-chairman of the giant food drive for the homeless. 2 weeks later, T.J. and his friends led a group of 70 students in a drive to collect food. They collected a school record, 2,854 cans of food in just 2 hours. It was enough to fill the empty shelves in 2 neighborhood centers, and the food took care of needy families in the area for the next 75 days. Though the local newspaper covered the event with a full-page article the next day, that newspaper story was posted on the main bulletin board at school, where everyone could see it. TJ's picture was up there for doing something great, for leading a record-setting food drive. Every day, he was reminded about what he did. He was being acknowledged as leadership material. TJ started showing up at school every day and answered questions from teachers for the first time. He led a second project, collecting 300 blankets and 1,000 pairs of shoes for the homeless shelter. The event he started now yields 9,000 cans of food in 1 day, taking care of 70% of the need for the food for 1 year. TJ reminds us that a bird with a broken wing only needs mending, but once it has healed, it can fly higher than the rest. TJ got a job. He became very productive. He is flying quite nicely these days. This story is showing so well how best not to judge a book by its cover. You know, there is a widely used verse in the Gospel of Matthew, which goes, "Do not judge others, and you will not be judged, for you will be treated as you treat others." The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. And now for some music break. You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial, airing every Saturday night from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. Once again, this is your Tita Miriam.
Pilipinas Mabuhay is the official radio program of Santo Niño, Sinulog in New Zealand, and the official radio program for our OFW. This is your Tito Oscar.
The New Zealand Filipino devotees of Señor Santo Niño would like to reach out to our kababayans who are in need of some essential help. Please call Tito Oscar on his mobile 027-570-1139 or send a message to www.santo-nino.org. Now, let us ponder on this question. Have you ever wondered whether you are too quick to judge others? Do you often wonder how it might be affecting your life? Are we too quick to judge others? What this might mean for you? I also came across an article written by a lady named Catherine Hirst. Catherine used to live a normal life until something happened that changed her life forever. She discovered the law of attraction and began a new life-changing chapter. She is now part of the world's largest law of attraction community with millions of followers. And her mission is to share her own experiences to inspire change and happiness in the lives of all. No one likes feeling judged. It undermines our confidence, making us see the worst in ourselves, and leaving us wondering whether we're not good enough. However, while it's easy to say don't judge others, it is far harder to put this advice into practice for ourselves. Of course, it is impossible to refrain from making all judgments. However, if we tend to take a negative, simplistic view of other people, then it's well worth thinking about how to change this default attitude. Here, the author Catherine wants us to take an in-depth look at why we judge others and explain how to stop judging people. Whether we are generally quick to judge, are wondering why judges is wrong, or know that being judgmental is damaging our relationships, she will help us gain a deeper understanding and suggest ways to develop positive new habits. She points out six of the most significant warning signs that suggest we are unfairly judgmental. First is our black and white thinking. We tend to define other people by their flaws, always letting the negative carry more weight. We also think of people in a very rigid way, seeing them as all bad or all good, struggling to accept an image of others that incorporate both good and bad. And perhaps we have a harsh inner critic. If we unfairly judge people, this usually includes ourselves. So we are likely to have a harsh inner critic, holding ourselves to high standards and assuming others do not value us. At times, we may also have high levels of anxiety, suspicion, and defensiveness. We don't trust the motives of others, assuming they are out for themselves or want to hurt us. This means people have to work hard to earn our trust, and we may perceive those who are different from us as threatening. There are also times when we are or tend to be a perfectionist. We require things to be ideal and acceptable, so people are seldom able to please us. This perfectionism also means that we likely struggle to cope with inconsistency, especially in the behavior of others. At other times, we could have a tendency to moralize. We make quick, strong judgments, not looking for the context around people's actions. Consequently, we may easily move from the thought, this person did something I think is wrong, to the belief that this person could be morally bad. And lastly, others may keep their distance from us. As well as pushing people away after snap judgments, we may hear very little about the inner lives although of those we are close to. Knowing we will likely be unsympathetic, our loved ones may often avoid telling us their mistakes, as they could be trying to preserve our positive regard for them. Reflecting on these signs, how can we stop judging people? On to that after this music break.
Bayaan mo, manihina at papangit ang muka, kain tulog, bakit di ka matyaga? Pilitin nyo, para di ka tumaba, butot na lahat, di ka dapat mahiya, isipin nyo, na may mapapala. Igilin nyo, umaga hanggang gabi, sa problema, hindi ba mapakali? Mag-init man ang inyong kilikili, siguradong di kayo magsisisi. Hayaan nyo, bayaan mo, manihina at papangit ang muka, kain tulog, bakit di ka magsaga? Pilitin nyo, para di ka tumaba, butot na lahat, di ka dapat mahiya, isipin nyo, exercise lang ito. Igiling-giling, igiling-giling, igiling nyo na matunaw ang taba. Igiling-giling, igiling-giling, hayaan yung mata nila ay lumuha.
Now to the question, how to stop judging people? Catherine Hirst takes us to at least three powerful ways to approach reducing our impulse to judge people. The following three habits will help to cement these types of changes, as well as increasing our self-knowledge more. First, let us exercise our empathy. the more we are able to put ourselves in someone else's shoes, the less likely we are to view situations in a black and white, overly critical way. A simple way to develop our empathy is to stop and ask ourselves, what is this person's motivation every time we feel going into a judgmental mode? Second, let us open our mind and expand our knowledge. There are times we have an underlying assumption that we are always right, or that our way of viewing the world is the only one worth entertaining. Everything that we experience shapes us. After all, from our upbringing to our school experiences and our cultural context, let us look for the positives in other people's unique perspectives, because for everyone we encounter, let us ask ourselves what we can learn from them. And lastly, let us identify our own problems. As noted earlier, how we judge others is how we judge ourselves. So if we want to reduce our negative judgments, let us reduce the number of things we dislike in our own thoughts and feelings. Identify the things that we want to improve about ourselves and develop and tackling each of them. The key thought here is just that the happier we are with ourselves, the fewer negative things we have to project on to other people. We have earlier heard that the ultimate cause of being quick to judge others lies at least partly in how harshly we criticize ourselves. So, to stop judging others, we need to work on learning how to stop judging ourselves. Judging ourselves limits our ability to use the law of attraction to its full potential. The law of attraction can be understood by understanding that like attracts like. What this means is that whether we realize it or not, we are responsible for bringing both positive and negative influences into our lives. So once again, the New Zealand Filipino devotees of Señor Santo Niño, through our government agencies, are able to help our kababayans who are in need of essential help. Please call Tita Miriam on mobile 027-570-1139 or send us a message to www.santo-nino.org. We will continue to give you updates here in our radio program, Pilipinas Mabuhay. Please keep an eye on our Facebook page, Sinulog in New Zealand, for regular postings.
Pilipinas Mabuhay is the official radio program for our Señor Santo Niño, Sinulog in New Zealand, and the official radio program for our overseas foreign workers. Daghang salamat sa inyong pagpaminaw sa atong programa, Pilipinas Mabuhay dinhi sa 104.6 Planet FM. Kumusta sa tanan nato mga kaigsuunan, kahigalaan dinhi sa Auckland and the rest of New Zealand. Shout out sa tanan natong mga healthcare workers, essential services workers who are working hard to provide ongoing service for all of us. They are our modern day heroes. Pag-amping ka mo o mag-ampo ta sa tanan kanunay. God bless you all.
We hope you enjoy the articles and reflections we shared with you tonight. If you want to listen to the program after the show, you can go to the website www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay. Once again, the website is www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay. Join us once again next Saturday here on 104.6 Planet FM from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m.
This is your Tito Oscar. It's time for us to say goodbye for now. Hantod sa sunod na tong Sabado, nausap kita ang inyong paglingaw-lingaw dinhi sa atong radio program. kaling inyong pinalangga si Tito Oscar o si Tita Miriam, magsulti, Pilipinas mabuhay!
Pagtitingin ang natin, sana ay pinamagalingan.